Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139, and because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Maybe this is a man thing, but when I go into any store, I have a list, which is a good idea if you're a man or a woman, and I focus on getting what's on the list, and then I get out. I've got real tunnel vision so that I don't buy anything more than I plan to buy. And of course, I go right past loads of things that I probably should at least know about. And all too often, I go right by things that I needed or could have used, but that didn't make my list. And that's why I almost invariably start new shopping lists before I even get home with the items that I just bought. I think you know what I'm talking about. Well, I do the same thing in my favorite nutrition department at either Cottage Pharmacy or 110 Pharmacy. I have my list, apple cider vinegar with the mother in it, and always the big bottle. Cod liver oil, the lemon-flavored type really doesn't taste that bad, and it's great for you. And, of course, whatever vitamin or mineral or supplement that we're out of at home, I get it, I have a good chat with Rachel or Matt, and then I'm on my way. But I realize that I have passed by dozens, if not hundreds, of items that are there for a purpose. I mean, I know they're there, but I have no idea what they are or what they're for. So today, I'm not shopping for nutrition items, but I want to take time to just survey the different sections and learn what all these things in bottles and cans and boxes are for. And to do that, rather than bring my list of what I know I need, I'm going to come with my various health concerns and the health concerns of others who could be benefiting from a good nutrition department, and find out how these various things, this nutritional stuff, can, with God's blessing, be of help. I mean, I've heard or read somewhere about ginkgo biloba, St. John's wort, skullcap, bitter melon. Here's a really new one, rhodiola, hawthorn, passion flower, and valerian. I mean, I know enough to know that there's merit in these things, but I just don't know much about them. And there are so many other things that, just like you, I haven't heard or read anything about, and I want a competent nutritional consultant to broaden my HealthWise horizon. So today, let's take a tour of a nutrition department, and let's do it together. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, once again brings you HealthWise. We can't tour every nutrition department, but this one is well-managed. It is well-stocked, and it is well-organized, so let's learn what's there and why. So my guest again today is Rachel, the experienced and ever-helpful nutritional consultant at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. We invite you to call her with your questions about nutritional supplements and health aids, especially the lesser-known ones. And we're going to put Rachel to the test. What a lot of fun we'll have. Our call-in number, 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. For now, let's chat once again with Rachel. Rachel, we're doing things a little differently today. Give us a radio tour of your nutrition department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical.
Hi, Bill. I think that the best way for me to give a tour is for you to ask me what your biggest concerns are and what you have not heard about. Ask me about things you have not heard about.
Oh, you threw a curveball at me.
You've heard a name. You've heard you have a concern. Do you want to know what the three biggest concerns are that people come to me about?
All right. Well, you offered it. What are the three biggest concerns
Sleeping.
That come to you? Sleeping.
They can't sleep. They
okay.
wake up and they can't go back to sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Women who are losing their hair.
Interesting.
That's something that I learned after my first year in the business. It was something I never knew anything at all about. Now I know a lot about it.
Okay.
And low energy, things like
that. All right, okay. So I'll take you at that. I come to you, I'm having problem either getting to sleep or when I wake up, for some inexplicable reason, I can't go to sleep. I didn't have a cup of black coffee before I went to bed. I'm not worrying about things. Just can't get back to sleep. Or I get up in the morning and I don't feel like I slept at all. Help me.
I like something called melatonin, which many people have heard of. It was popular in Europe before it was popular here, but now a lot of people take it. And that is actually a synthesized version of a normal brain hormone that regulates sleep. And most of us don't make any of it anymore. It's the gland that makes it. The pineal gland has become like an appendix. It barely does anything. So a little bit of melatonin can help you to get into a nice restful sleep. And there are time-release melatonins that can help you to stay asleep.
Yeah, it helps. Melatonin helps you to get to sleep,
yes,
correct?
It can keep you asleep, too.
Yeah,
yes.
It can keep you asleep. Now, are there different types of melatonin?
I would just say any good, high-quality one. I generally recommend Life Extension. I think they make a great product. But almost anyone makes a good melatonin that you can find extended release in. I think a lot of people have the problem of having to wake up to maybe use the bathroom in the middle of the night, and then stressful things are going on in their life, or they're just worried. And also there's another thing that can contribute to that wakeful kind of thing where you keep waking up. Can be adrenal problems, and we'll get to that later.
Yeah, okay. Well, what else along with it's in the melatonin? I've got a friend of mine,
yes,
does a lot of international traveling, and he when his whole body is out of sync because he's over in South Korea or something like that, he says he'll take 8 or 10 melatonin tablets. Isn't that a bit much?
No, it won't hurt him.
Okay.
And it's because he's in an extreme situation. He's doing a lot of international traveling, as you said.
Yeah. Okay.
There's something, it's actually scientific, although it sounds mythological. There's circadian rhythms of the body in the sleeping and the waking state, having to do with 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness, which none of us get.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget, now we stare at screens all day long, phone screens and computer screens, and we're just, whatever. So it's a good way to help to get that back into sync and feel normal again.
All right.
That way I can kill you.
Okay, so sleep aids. Keep going. I'm just coming.
I like passion flower.
Okay.
Passion flower is a natural product, obviously an herb. And it will help you to sleep deeply.
Now you get that as a
very
tea?
Very good for blood pressure and
nerves.
You can take tea. You can take a capsule.
Okay, tea or a
capsule.
Passion
flower tea tastes pretty nice, I have to be honest. I like it.
Yeah, and of course, if you take it hot at night, maybe with a little bit of honey, that in itself is soothing, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Other thing, what about somebody just wakes up in the middle of the night? Is there something that they can have by the bedside to take with a little bit of water?
You can do a liquid extract of something like valerian or skullcap, but I recommend very small amounts.
Yeah, okay, small amounts of those things.
A few drops in some water, that'll put you back to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
I also like, just in general, for myself personally, I do things to treat my adrenal glands. I am a high-energy person, but I have to sometimes, not go crazy. You can't just go crazy all your life. You can't be running around the room screaming at people. So the adrenal glands take a little bit of a beating, and L-theanine, something called Relora, which is actually magnolia extract. And those things taken at night can help you to have a really restful sleep and can help to heal and help the adrenal glands to be healthier.
Yeah, having met you on a number of occasions and chat with you, you are a high-energy person, and it takes one to know one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, let's move over to the issue now of women losing their hair. Obviously, this is not something I'm personally familiar with.
Well, here's the thing. For men, and my heart goes out to anybody who's losing their hair, because it's very difficult. A change in appearance, especially a drastic one, and maybe sometimes something that starts happening pretty fast, is psychologically upsetting, and that causes other problems. Again, it's upsetting for the whole body.
Sure,
so it's like the adrenal glands are being stressed. Everything's being stressed, and your appearance, whether we like to admit it or not, is important.
All right, so loss of hair, man or woman.
Hormonal or
okay.
Thyroid related.
Okay. So what in the nutrition department? Someone comes in and says, Rachel, I'm losing my hair suddenly. Give me some help.
I like something called, actually most people know about this, but I'll tell you, biotin, which is part of the B complex and increases blood flow to the scalp. And that's really what it does. It increases blood flow to the scalp and makes the follicles in the hair, that make the hair, rather, in the scalp, healthier and stops them from dying off, which can happen from hormonal changes in the body and just general aging. It can also be, there are conditions, but that's something I don't do. I don't treat you know, a condition. I can recommend a trichologist, which is a doctor who deals with hair, but I can't say that I can cure that with vitamins. But I have seen big turnaround with the use of biotin, something like a silica product. I do love BioCell, which is a fantastic product. Many people have heard of it. It makes the hair healthier, helps you to build collagen into the scalp, makes everything better, and it's good for your bones. I love healthy side effects.
Yeah.
And there's something else, and since we are kind of talking about some things that I like, some of the little-known and strange things, Suma, S-U-M-A, root, is a fantastic, it's called Brazilian ginseng from South America, and it will change your hormonal balance for the better. It'll balance you out, it'll give you energy, and it seems to have a magical effect on the hair. It has to do with the saponins, which are a form of antioxidant that are in it, and it's unique. It's a unique plant, and I recommend it to almost anyone. Almost anyone can take Suma.
Okay.
Go online and look it up. There are no real recognized negatives.
Yeah,
no one can find any.
One of the reasons we're discussing this, because you keep up on all of these things.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
And I would imagine every week there's new findings that are coming out about these things and their related benefits, correct?
100%, yeah. Yes. All the time, every day.
All right, let's shift over, Rachel, this whole matter of just energy level, as you mentioned. And you realize when we get older, our energy levels go down. Obviously, people should have a physical to be sure there's nothing organic wrong. But do they come to you, they're just generally listless and down and energy level low? So what are the basic things you recommend?
If it's just listlessness, and just a feeling of being tired, the Suma that I recommended is good. I like also extra protein in the diet. We sell some good proteins, both whey and vegetarian. Sometimes we give something to treat the thyroid gently because a lot of us get diminished thyroid capacity. It stops working as well as it used to, and we're not really ready for medication. Maybe we don't want to take medication, so something that supports the health of the thyroid.
And Rachel, am I right in this?
The
thyroid is not always something that will be checked in a standard medical checkup, correct?
A lot of times, no.
Yeah, so if you have any questions about that, make sure you ask your medical professional when you get your test to be sure that somehow that is tested. Because am I right? Thyroid issues are probably a lot more common than most
very
people
common,
think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very common. And listen, if you need to take medication, I don't say don't take medication to anyone ever.
Right.
I'm not like that. But if you can avoid it.
Yeah, sure. What about the energy drinks? You've got the 5-hour energy drinks and all these other things.
I wouldn't recommend that. I would recommend a nice shot of a protein drink would be good.
Just to give you a little infusion of energy. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't love those. There's too much garbage.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, you're going to recommend people do need exercise. They need to get the right amount of sleep and in some cases, for many of us, shedding a few pounds as well, correct?
The weight issue is really, it's draining, and it can also play havoc with hormones, and like people who are hot and cold a lot, things like that. And they don't think about it. We may think about it when we look at someone who's exceedingly obese, but we don't think about it when we look at someone who's 5 or 10 pounds overweight.
Yeah, and of course,
why they're having all their problems. But
yeah,
for some people, that is the case.
A simple thing to do to just impress that on you, if you're 10 pounds overweight, get a couple of 5-pound weights. Don't just take one and 5 pounds on one hand and 5 pounds on the other. Walk around for a while, and you realize how tired you get when you're carrying that bulk. That's the importance of weight loss here. We're dealing with Rachel from 110 Pharmacy. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But Rachel, you're giving us a tour. Before the break, I want to give more specific questions. But just describe your nutrition department to us as if you were pointing out the different sections.
We have a tiny health food store. I wish I had more food, but we don't have enough refrigerators. So we keep a lot of food items on one side, things like apple cider vinegar. I know you know all about that, and some other juices, and aloe vera juice, which is fantastic.
What is aloe vera juice used for? I always think of aloe vera as a cream.
I'm taken internally. I happen to have one that has very little taste. It can be remarkable for digestive issues, including reflux and even lower.
Yeah.
And sugar balance, Aloe has been proven to help to balance the sugar levels in the body without taking a medication or even taking a whole lot of vitamins, you know.
And your refrigerated area, I know you're going to point people to the probiotics, right?
Well, we have our that was next. We have our refrigerated probiotics. And we are in a drugstore, and we love all of our customers, so we do have some Coca-Cola for them.
Okay.
But we also have some healthy. I just recently started carrying some nice 100% juices like tart cherry, and they're ready to drink. You can just enjoy them. No additives, nothing.
Excellent. That's great. Okay.
And some beet juice. People love that. So, and then we generally go by manufacturer. We have some of the best manufacturers in the business. I generally don't do just common commercial brands, figuring that you can get them anywhere, and we want to be special.
I'm intrigued.
We'll
take a break. But the Himalayan supplements.
You love those. I love those products.
They're very prominent.
Funny. They are some of the best things in my store, Himalaya USA, one of the best companies in my store.
Okay, for all
they have an amazing selection of formulas to treat the body. And they do it safely, kindly, and gently.
Yeah.
And many people, including one of my coworkers, has had a tremendous benefit from their sugar product, from GlucoCare.
With their turmeric.
Turmeric is fabulous.
It's one in the ministry. I remember once asking a friend of mine, he said he had a headache that day. I said, do you ever have headache? Get them often, headaches often. He said, only in days that end in Y. So the turmeric from the Himalayans is great. All right, Rachel, save your powder. We're going to come back in about a minute. Let's hear a little bit more about 110 Pharmacy. Want to learn more about all the things we're talking about on HealthWise? Visit the nutrition section of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. You hear Rachel on this program. Meet her at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. She knows nutrition, and she loves to convince you that nutrition really is the best medicine. At the 110 Pharmacy and Surgical Nutrition Department, you'll find everything you need to treat what ails you. Vitamins, minerals, supplements, natural remedies, sports and performance products, helps for diet, weight management, even energy drinks and healthy snacks, the highest rated products, doctor recommended brands, and all at the best prices. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition section, the boutique, and from the surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. You'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Phil Shishko here with you. Our guest is Rachel from 110 Pharmacy. We're having a tour of the, it's not really small, but it's relatively small but very well-stocked nutrition department at 110 Pharmacy, and with very knowledgeable Rachel there. Rachel, on Long Island, you have allergy issues, I think, 12 months out of the year. Some seasons worse than others. Someone comes to you and they say, please, I need help, sore throat, runny eyes, runny nose, all the allergy problems. What do you point them to?
First thing we want to establish is that they're not actually sick, because a sore throat, usually, I actually have been having this scratchy throat. I'm hoping I don't cough while I'm talking to you today. I know that it's from allergy. It's a different feeling than regular sore throat. It's almost like a little bit of like a prickly feeling in the throat. That's usually an allergy reaction. And I know it's coming because of spring and tree mold or whatever. And what I do and what I recommend is quercetin products with bromelain. They go together. And don't let anyone tell you that you can take just plain quercetin, because you won't absorb it very well.
Now, what is it again?
Bioflavonoid.
Yeah, what is it
that
again that you
to
take? Yeah,
quercetin. Want me to spell it?
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful for everyone.
Q U E R C I T I N. Quercetin.
Quercetin. Well, yeah. this is great for my vocabulary as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I didn't mean to interrupt.
You love this stuff, Bill.
So tell us about it.
It is a bioflavonoid. like a citrus bioflavonoid. I believe now most of it is gotten from tapioca because people have allergies to citrus, so we don't want to cause an allergy by giving them something for their allergies. And bromelain is a digestive enzyme that comes from pineapple stems, actually. So it's very gentle, but it works to make the quercetin easily absorbed. It helps with uptake and use in the body.
So you take these two things together?
They both reduce inflammation, yes.
Yeah, you take these two things together.
Many different products. You'll see some are just called quercetin with bromelain. Some have fancy names. I like Blue Bonnet makes a fantastic super quercetin, fantastic product with extra vitamin C, which also helps with allergies.
Yeah, okay, that's an important one for those in allergy seasons.
I can't recommend it enough.
Quercitin with bromelain. Yes. All right, yes. There you go. But here again, you need a nutritional consultant to help you out. Other things, allergy-related things, Rachel?
Yeah, I like nettles. You can take nettle, which is an herb that people have heard of, and the actual nettle leaf, not nettle root, that's used for different.
Well, let's.
And I like the tea. It tastes nice. It doesn't taste.
All right, that's where we're going. With this thing. I mean, people a lot of times they don't want to take pills. They want to take. Mm-hmm. They want to have a good hot cup of tea. Show me that tea department and the kinds of things you've got there.
One of the best in my department is nettle tea, and I can never keep it on the shelf because it's an old school health food kind of remedy for allergies and also inflammatory conditions, and it also helps to take off extra water. So there you go. And then we have our ever favorite, chamomile tea. Got to have your chamomile tea.
That's to help you sleep, right?
It helps you to sleep, but it also helps with your digestion.
Okay.
Something people are not aware of, especially if you have a nervous stomach. It's incredibly good, very good. People with IBS benefit from chamomile tea.
All right.
We have dandelion tea. You and I have talked about that before, and I know you know I'm a big fan. It's great for your liver, your gallbladder, and especially your kidneys and regular bladder. And I like fennel tea. Very nice.
Fennel
tastes delicious. Tastes delicious.
Now, is that like the fennel that many of us use, the green thing that we cook with?
Yes.
It is.
And it's the seed. It's fennel seed. And it is ground and made into a tea, in little tea bags. And it is mildly licorice tasting, not a strong taste. And I love it for gas, bloating. It's cleansing and also mildly laxative. It's often used in infants' colic formulas.
All right. Okay, I'm frankly not much of a tea drinker, although I do drink the dandelion root tea. But, okay, I'm a coffee drinker. Anything I can put in my coffee to make it more nutritious?
No, just use a good, strong, organic coffee.
Okay.
People think that coffee is bad. And I guess, here we started off by talking about adrenal glands, and I don't want to minimize that. It's over the past 10 to 15 years within the health food vitamin, nutritional supplements, it's also called functional medicine, field, much more emphasis is placed on adrenal health because we ignore that, and they're responsible for an awful lot of our normal waking life. So,
and I guess, again, adrenal glands...
It's not great for them.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Okay.
But in moderation, it is very good for your digestion, very good for your sugar balance, very good.
Yeah, and I think here again, we need to keep in mind adrenal glands, and Rachel, correct me if I'm wrong, that's not the kind of thing that a general medical exam is going to comment on, correct?
No, I actually have personal experience. Someone very dear to me was very sick, and they finally found out that it was a problem with her adrenal glands. And thank God she was able to be treated for it, but they're very hard to treat. So we want to take care of those babies.
And
we really do.
Yeah, just to back up a little bit, something Rachel said, just comment on, keep in mind that we're dealing with a good world that God made, and he made it very wisely. And while a sinful heart can abuse anything, there is good use of everything, and a lot of what we're dealing with in nutritional health, if not the whole thing, is looking at these things that God has literally implanted in the world, and drawing from those things the things that could be helpful in our health. Let's talk, and I think Rachel, we probably should continue this. What are some things that more recent nutritional findings have shown to be helpful? I mean, now, of course, one of the most recent things is coffee. So long as we don't put a lot of sugar and milk in it and so on, it can be very good for us. Are there other things we should be aware of that you're finding from your own reading?
I'll tell you what, I have, you know, I left out one of the big things, one of the big questions, and one of the big sections in my store, bone health. And not just for women, but women over 40 definitely are very concerned about their bone density scans and all that good stuff, and and they should pay attention to that. But there's something called MCHC. It's microcrystalline hydroxyapatite complex. And
I'm not going to ask you to spell it because the program will be done by the time
exactly.
You're done doing it.
Hydroxyapatite, we can also do.
Okay.
And there's a number of well-known supplements that use it, and I don't, you know, it's not. There are so many that I don't really want to just plug one. However, what they have found is that it actually can stop the progress of osteopenia into osteoporosis. And there are many, many studies about it, both regular scientific and those sponsored by vitamin companies. And there are many very reputable vitamin companies whose studies are fair and decent and equal. And if they got bad results, they wouldn't release them. But the results have been very promising, so that we can stay away from the prescriptions for...
I think, Rachel, we're leading into another show. Our time's about done, but why don't you do your homework? Because I think we should do a whole show about recent developments in nutritional health. All right, there you go. There's your homework. Hey, thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. Visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical medical supplies, the boutique, and the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Rachel in the nutrition department. Tell her that you heard her on HealthWise. Toll-free number is 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963, and you get the 20% discount there, too, if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. See you next on the radio next Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.